Our 18 MPs have been elected, and indeed the new government may be formed just after lunchtime. Let me speak to our political editor, Ken Reid, who's on his way into our television coverage. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
New government very, very soon.
Well, David Cameron's going to see the Queen at 12:30. I would imagine at that stage he will be over the line in terms of seats, and I think I would imagine the Queen's going to invite him to form the government, and that should be in place during the afternoon.
Were you surprised locally? There were a couple of close-run contests. Some predictions were wrong.
Yeah, it was quite... I think that the happiest politician in Northern Ireland wasn't fighting the election, and that's Mike Nesbitt, because for the Ulster Unionists to win two seats in South Antrim, Fermanagh, South Tyrone, by any standards, that is a tremendous performance. I think there's something in it for all of the parties. Sinn Féin will be disappointed to have lost Fermanagh, South Tyrone. It's close, but a good result for Tom Elliott. The SDLP, Alistair MacDonald, against the odds, has won South Belfast, and Mark Durkin's vote increased substantially in Foyle. I suppose the biggest losers tonight are the Alliance Party, because they have lost their seat on the green benches at Westminster. But all the parties will at this moment already be looking at the Assembly elections next year, which is likely to be a bitter campaign.
You're on your way into the studio next door. Tell me what you're doing on TV.
Well, we're starting at 9:25, and we're analysing the results. We'll be going back and forward to London. We're expecting Nigel Farage, for example, to resign at 11 o'clock. Ed Miliband and Nick Clegg, we're expecting statements from them, and then we should see the Prime Minister actually addressing the nation in Downing Street. But on the local issue, we'll have all the key players in the studio. With Deirdre Heenan from the University of Ulster and Pete Shirlow from Queen's University. And if you really want to know what's happened, follow us.
Okay, Ken, thank you. On his way into the TV. There was razzmatazz at the beginning and sounds of celebration, and there were ringing in the head of the MP for South Antrim, Danny Kinahan. Danny Kinahan, good morning.
Good morning.
Nerve of celebration for you, for sure. And as indeed Ken has just said to us, your leader, Mike Nesbitt's going around with a very large smile. Many people reckoned he wouldn't have had any MPs, and he ended up with two, you being one of them. Congratulations on your appointment. And I presume people will be expecting a lot from you now.
I'm sure they'll be expecting a lot from me. I've got so many people to thank. I mean, South Antrim, so many different people in different places voted for me and gave me their support. But I'm really, really pleased for Mike, because he worked so phenomenally hard. He took risks. He was slated in the press and various things, and he should have a huge smile now. And I really congratulate him, because he got two of us there. I'm so sad not to have had Joanne with us as well. But no, it's been a fantastic, let's say, night, morning. Really pleased.
In fairness, Joanne Dobson did run Mr. Simpson rather close.
She did. She gave him a really good run. She did phenomenally well, and I don't think a particularly nice campaign in many ways. And I hope that sort of thing stops in the future. No, she did phenomenally well.
With regards to the pact, the critics were obviously saying it was dirty tactic. It was a negative step. I imagine when I speak to Mike Nesbitt shortly, he'll be saying it was a clever strategy that clearly was successful.
Yes, I think so too. But remember, I mean, when people do say something is dirty, you're still free to choose who you vote for and vote in any direction you want. But it worked for us. It's got two of us there. I'm incredibly pleased for him. And I hope he really gets the pats on the back from everyone that he deserves.
Now, David Cameron may end with 329 MPs. He's certainly going to be able to form the next government. Many people would be saying he might as well have 330 when he has you.
That would be very nice. I mean, he can choose who he wants. I'm pleased to be there. I will not necessarily just be working for, you know, Conservatives. I want to make sure that the people in Northern Ireland are protected. I think we all know austerity is here, but we've got to make sure that we don't hurt the people that it hurts most. We've got to work really hard, and therefore we've got to have influence. Whether it's influence by being close to them or influence from being just a bit further away, I know I've got a hell of a lot of work to do.
But do you think when people voted for you that really they were voting Tory?
No, I don't. I think they were voting Ulster Unionists, they were voting Danny. There were a whole lot of different reasons. I went into politics for absolutely everybody. I hate seeing unfairness, and that's really what I try always do, is make sure that no one's left out, that everyone has a chance. That yes, I would lean personally probably more towards the Tories, but I learned from my days in army and other things, you look after everyone, and if you do that, then they look after you.
So you can take the Tory whip over there?
I don't know. No, we haven't as a party decided what we're doing. I would wait and see. I don't know.
Because people will be saying in times of austerity, you'll be wielding a more austere axe by being there alongside the Tories.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily been the case. I'll be protecting people. I want to make sure that that Northern Ireland takes off, creates the jobs that then helps the whole place thrive. And then at the same time, you've got to make sure that you protect everyone else. It's a really hard job, and I'll look at it more now that I know I'm definitely there.
With regards to the constituency you were in, it is a bit of a seesaw constituency between unionist politicians. What did it mean to you to actually beat Willie McRae?
It meant a huge amount because I'm here, I live in the middle of the patch, and the more and more I've been working here from Stormont, the more I realised how on the ground they need people helping with all the problems. Now, he's done a great job in so many areas, but I wanted to see it being done in my way and for everybody. And, because I really go back to that point, I don't mind where someone's come from. I want to make sure that we look after them.
Now, you've been successful, the party, getting two MPs, having had none. Do you think the Ulster Unionists will have the courage to stand in East Belfast next time round?
Absolutely. We obviously wait to see what happens next time, but no, I can see us standing individually, separately. I want to see the Ulster Unionists back in government, in Northern Ireland, and really taking Northern Ireland forward.
Did you get people did get a sense that they lacked the courage to stand this time in East Belfast?
I don't think lacking courage is quite the right thing. There were so many other little games of politics that were going on at the same time. No, I think it's nothing to do with courage. It was trying to work out how we're unionists. I want to see the union working for everybody, and I really mean that, and I think what was done was protecting the union.
You're in with Tom Elliott, of course. Michelle Gildernew, more or less, making the point that she had five people to beat. Tom Elliott, was in there and only had her to beat. He did manage to win by about 500 votes in the end. Were you surprised that he came home relatively comfortably?
No, I think Tom is a phenomenal hard worker. He's very popular. I've been down two or three times to do things with Tom, particularly with my education hat on, and just staggered by the number of people who knew him, and he works there for absolutely everybody, and that was great to see him in his speech saying he's there for everybody. And I think that's Tom. That was his hard work, and that got him there.
But you are a very different man, aren't you, the two of you?
Yeah, we're all different. Every single person in the thing. But we're different. We're friends. We work together. We may argue on things, but we're a team.
Congratulations again on your appointment, Danny Kinahan. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.